live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. It is Tom Spence and myself, and we do have an in-studio guest that will be joining us. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about all these amazing things that are coming up, and I just want to remind you that every Saturday morning from 6 to 7, you can hear and talk with us. We've got some really great guests, and Tom, it's been really cool listening. I mean, there's a lot of people up at that time.
Yes, there are. We are a wake-up station, so we could run a show at 5 in the morning. That's right. We do that Monday through Friday. You know, there's a lot of people who even wake up on the weekends to hear the shows, wake up with fun inspiration and something other than the regular day-to-day.
There you go. Kind of, start your day in a positive way. So anyways, we are so glad that you are here with us at our afternoon show. With that, I want to talk about, we do have some giveaways, of course, and I want you to remember, we do have the Trucks for the Troops, which is a food truck festival, and that is May 4th, coming up 11 to 7, and that is at the Simi Valley Town Center. Also, we've got Casa Pacifica. It's another win-win, June 2nd. We are going to be giving away tickets there. And then we've got the Kentucky Derby, which is coming up, and that is all the proceeds go to hospice, and that is at the Hummingbird Ranch. That is May 4th, 1 to 5. And we got the Strawberry Festival. We've been giving away tickets to that, and that's the 30th year, right?
30th anniversary of the incredible Strawberry Festival that literally brings in like 50,000 people into the community. It's a huge event, been going on for all those 30 years, and people come from very, very far away to enjoy the Strawberry Festival in the beautiful city of Oxnard at College Park. So come on out and enjoy that. It's lots of fun, and you can even win some free tickets with Kim right here on News Talk 1590.
There you go. Well, our first guest is Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Joe is going to be speaking at the Westlake Village Spiritual Living in Westlake off of Hampshire. And we've got a couple tickets that we're going to give away for that event, and that is Sunday, again, May 19th at 2 o'clock. We're going to talk a little bit about his book and breaking the habits. Can you imagine, those habits that we think that we all have that maybe hold us back in life? Joe is going to talk about how we can get rid of them. So welcome, Joe. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Happy to be with you guys.
Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you come up with this, breaking the habit of being yourself, how to lose your mind and create a new one? Can you imagine that concept, Tom?
I've lost my mind many times, but not in the proper way.
There you go. Exactly. So anyways, and also you are the best-selling author of Evolve Your Brain. So you're just talking about the insight of how we all work, right?
Yeah, I think, I was in a movie called What the Bleep Do We Know a few years back. And after I wrote my first book, I think the most common question people had when it came to discovering who they are and how to live the life they want is, well, all this new science tells us, what's possible, but how do we do it? How do we change our mind, and how do we use our mind to really produce measurable effects in our life? So I wrote the book because by the time we're 35 years old, we're a set of memorized behaviors, emotional reactions, beliefs, and perceptions that really function like a subconscious computer program, that 95% of who we are is really memorized behavior. So a habit is really a memorized behavior in which the body has practiced something so many times that it's become the mind. So all this idea of positive thinking, thinking positively, well, you're thinking positively with the 5% of your conscious mind, but if you've been living pretty negatively or feeling pretty unhappy, that's mind and body in opposition. So I think the greatest habit that we have to break is the habit of being ourselves.
Interesting. And so you're going to talk to us a little bit about how your brain works and why permanent changes are within, they can really happen, right? I mean, you know, if we really could do this, I mean, so many people are struggling with depression, weight. There's it's on and on the list. So how do we go about doing this?
Well, it's a very interesting concept. I mean, if you take a little bit of neuroscience, and neuroscience tells us really that the brain is not hardwired to be a certain way, that it really physically changes as a result of our consciousness, and that we're not doomed by our genes, that we're marvels really of adaptability. So you think 60 to 70,000 thoughts in one day. Out of those 60 to 70,000 thoughts you think in one day, 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts as the day before. So the same thoughts lead to the same choices. The same choices lead to the same behaviors. The same behaviors create the same experiences, and the same experiences produce the same emotions. And those same emotions then drive the same exact thoughts. And that becomes a personality. And our personality then literally becomes our biology. So the idea of having new thoughts, setting a new intention combined with really the sponsoring thought of why you want to do it, an elevated emotion should lead to a new choice. That new choice should lead to a new behavior. The new behavior should lead to a new experience. The new experience should create a new emotion. And that new emotion should inspire some new thoughts. So there's a technology that we use that we've been developing over the last 2.5 years. And the bottom line is that your personality creates your personal reality. And your personality is made up of how you think, act, and feel. And I think the biggest problem with most people is they try to create a new personal reality, a new life, as the same personality, and it doesn't work. We literally have to become somebody else. And so,
you know, this is so interesting to me. I'm a hair therapist, and when people walk in and sit down in my chair, you could see their disposition kind of change. And so does that mean, you know, I always think you look good, you feel good, you do good. So it's kind of like if you think good, are you going to feel better?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every time you have a thought, you make a chemical. If you have a great thought or an unlimited thought, you cannot turn on a set of circuits in your brain that produces a level of mind that stimulates another part of your brain to make a chemical for you to feel exactly the way you were just thinking, great or unlimited.
So,
if you have a negative thought or a guilty thought, you turn on different circuits that produce a different blend of chemicals, and you feel exactly the way you were just thinking.
This is so interesting. And anybody that's just joining us right now here on the Kim Pagano Show, 1590 KVTA, every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3, we are talking with Dr. Joe Dispenza. And his book is Breaking the Habit of Being You. You know, I mean, sometimes we think that that's really not so bad. But if you're feeling like you're being held back or... You know, maybe last week we talked about, you know, being just putting things off and always, you know, kind of not taking your life by the horns. Now, in your book, I'm looking in your book, and if our thoughts can make us sick, can they make us well, too?
Well, think about this. I mean, you know, 95% of people spend the most of their time living in a state of survival. We're always anticipating some worst-case scenario. And we're always prepared for something to happen, or we're reviewing our past mistakes. And what happens is the body, as the unconscious mind, believes it's in those situations because we produce the same chemistry in our brain and body. Well, those emotions of anger and aggression and hatred and judgment and fear and anxiety and hopelessness and powerlessness and guilt and sadness, they're driven by a very primitive part of the brain called the sympathetic nervous system or the autonomic nervous system. That's the fight-or-flight nervous system. And so it's a scientific fact that when the sympathetic nervous system turns on and produces the chemicals of stress, that a long-term effects of stress can literally push the genetic buttons that create disease. Now, it's also a fact that we can turn on the stress response as human beings just by thought alone. You can think about your problems. You can think about what do you have to do at work? You have to think about your finances or bills are overdue. And you can produce the same physiological response as if you were being chased by a lion just by thought alone. So then the long-term effects of that particular condition literally knocks the brain and body out of balance and signals the genes that create disease. So then if we know that stress long-term creates disease, and you can turn on the stress response just by thought alone, then literally your thoughts can make you sick. So if your thoughts can make you sick, can your thoughts make you well? And the answer is absolutely yes.
Wow. So here's a question. You know, we're going to take a really quick break. I just want to, you know, continue talking about it and hope that you could give us some step-by-step tools to make some really measurable changes in our lives. And anybody that's just joining us right now, I thank you. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It's me and Tom Spence here. And we're going to take a really quick break. We're talking with Dr. Joe Dispenza. And we're talking about habits that we all have and how we can maybe change them so that we can be a little bit more respective and receptive to our lives. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with. And our students do.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal. With more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology, Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And Tom and I are right now talking with Joe Dispenza, and we're talking about habits that you can break yourself. And he's going to give us some step-by-step tools, hopefully. Also joining us today is Sue Hines, and she's going to talk about our astrology. And she is a professional astrologer. She just joined us in the studio. So welcome, and we will be talking with her. All right. So, Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about what steps can we do that are going to be really effective for changing our patterns?
Well, you know what? The biggest thing that people have to start with is really setting an intention. Intention is really where we begin. And intention really, from a biological and neurological standpoint, means getting clear on what you want. So the research shows that people who actually write their intentions down, they literally list them, have an 80% chance of following through on those intentions compared to people who don't. So write your intentions down, whether it is to be healthy, to lose weight, to be in a loving relationship, whatever it is, list your intention. Now, after you list your intention, there's always a sponsoring thought that supports your intention. If you have an intention to be wealthy, for example, or be abundant, or make more money, what you really want is you want freedom. So freedom then is the driving emotion that begins to get you inspired about possibility. If you want to lose weight, then you may want to look better or be in a more loving relationship. So when you get clear on your sponsoring thoughts behind your intention, those sponsoring thoughts really give you the fuel to continue. The next most important thing is that you have to wake up in the morning every day and you have to review the steps you're going to take to reach your goals. In other words, if you want to be a healthier person, then when you wake up in the morning, you're going to have to review the things that you're not going to do that day. Now, the hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. So if you wake up in the morning and you review who you're not going to be, how you're not going to think, the behaviors and choices you're not going to make, and the emotions you're not going to live by, and you become clear who you no longer want to be, then the next step is to begin to think about the choices you do want to make, the behaviors you will demonstrate, the thoughts you do want to think, and what emotions you can maintain during your day. Now, that simple process literally reorganizes the circuitry in your brain and begins to emotionally condition your body. In other words, the research shows that as you begin to plan your behaviors and mentally rehearse who you're going to be, you begin to install the neurological circuitry in your brain so you have the hardware in place to use when you get in your day. Now, once you decide who you no longer want to be and you decide who you do want to be, next step is to get your behavior to match your intention. You have to demonstrate those changes. You have to get your actions equal to your thoughts. You got to get your mind and body working together. That means then that the longer you practice this and the longer you're able to demonstrate it, the more it will become a habit. Surround yourself with little cues in your life, little things in your environment to remind you of your changes, whether it's a picture of yourself looking a certain way or a little number on your dashboard that you want to be 135 pounds, whatever it is. If you keep signaling your environment around you and to remind you where you're going, you're more prone to get your behaviors to match your intentions. You're more prone to get your actions equal to your thoughts.
Yeah, Dr. Joe Dispenza is who we're talking to right now. And you know, this, it really makes a lot of sense. It's like, you know, your positive thoughts create positive actions. And that's one of the things that we talk about here on my show. And so many people, you have that start in the morning, but then something sets you off. How would you react to that?
Well, you know, I always talk about greatness, and I always say, you know, greatness is really not that you slipped off. Greatness is that you get back on. That most people, that once they fall from grace or they make a wrong choice, they think they failed and they go back to the old self. No, so many people in the process of change fail miserably many times. The key is that you do get up the next morning and you say, new day, I'm going to start again. And where did I fall from grace? What did I do? Oh, the most common reason that people do this is they get stressed. And the moment you get stressed and you're out of balance, you'll always make the predictable choice. So then it's a process of self-correction. It's a process of really looking and becoming conscious of your unconscious self. So we always tell people, look, you're going to fall, you know, and you're not going to be perfect, and don't try to be. But at least do to get as many things that you feel like you can do done, and do it in a way that really empowers you. And then the things that you slip with, work on it the next time. Keep integrating those actions into the equation. And people do very well with that.
And I really believe Tom and Sue, they're both in the studio here. Do you feel like I feel like my life, you know, is I keep chipping away at it, you know, and I always think just as I think I have it under control, life changes. So, you know, what's your thought on that? I mean, do you agree with me, Tom?
Yeah, 100%. You know, you have some successes and you think you're going on a path, something trips you up, but then you just you have to do something else. That's why I like kayaking out in the ocean. The waves were always different. There's no path. There's no track. It's just as it comes, and you got to take it because you can't yell at the waves.
There you go.
Well, you can, but I'll tell you that I did.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
It doesn't help.
It doesn't
yell back, right?
It was sort of a good outlet for me, but it was pretty much non-productive.
There you go. Sue, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's your thought on what we're talking about?
I think he is absolutely spot on, Dr. Joe. And I think that one of the things that is really valuable is to realize that life is not an event or a process. It's a practice.
Oh, there you go. You're right. We are practicing. And that is, and that's it. Taking a chip off your mountain every single day. You know, I mean, would you say that's how you kind of look at your life, Dr. Joe?
You know, I think that we're all a work in progress.
Yes.
you know, I mean, the unfortunate thing about change that I've realized over these years is that most people wait for crisis or trauma or disease or diagnosis or loss. They reach their lowest denominator. And when they reach that point where they can't go on business as usual, that's the deciding moment where they want to change. And I think that's the old model of reality. I think that we can learn and change in a state of pain and suffering, but we can learn and change in a state of joy and inspiration. And the hardest part of all of this, the hardest part is really making the time for our precious selves to understand that we are a work in progress and really begin to observe who we no longer want to be and begin to observe who we do want to be and really make some decisions with firm intention that really begins to rewrite those programs. And I think that this current time in history is people are starting to wake up and they're really realizing that they deserve more and they're making conscious choices.
Yeah, I really do. I think that the error right now for our industry and just society is people are really trying to live a better life. I mean, there's just no question. And yet there's so much more problems around us. And so sometimes it's really harder. You know, I always say it's kind of like you close your eyes and look inside, even though that's really hard for me to do. But it really goes down to as we are all human beings and trying to better ourselves, correct?
Yeah, I think that, you know, whether you're talking to a CEO of a company or a prison inmate or the janitor in the school, I really honestly believe that the people secretly believe in their own greatness. They believe in their own possibility. And turning inward on ourselves and saying, how can I contribute? How can I be a greater expression of myself? What is the greatest ideal of myself? How could I live this one lifetime of this day today from a state of grace and nobility? And when we begin to start wrapping our mind around some of these more selfless ideals, I think it's really a time in history to demonstrate it. It gives people permission around you to do the same, and that's what really shifts consciousness.
You know, I just heard this the other day and I wanted to share it is, you know, we all need to be not just a spectator, but a participator in our life. And we all have character defects, right? And so we have the gift to start to change them ourselves. And I think that's what we're talking about here. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking with Dr. Joe Dispenza. His book is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And so, I mean, just right there, that is so important to kind of honor ourselves and say we're not perfect. We're humans. And so we're taking steps to better ourselves.
Sure, and I don't think anybody's so special to be excluded from the phenomenon. And you know, you can study the research that's done that people in meditation lower the crime rates in certain cities, but when they leave, a few weeks later, the crime rates return back to the same level. So it's not enough to just think it. We have to demonstrate it. We have if you want peace in the world, you better not be arguing with your coworker. You have to demonstrate peace in every area of your life. And when you do, not only do people actually respond to it and begin to treat people with peace, but then you start to open the door for people to really see that one action leads to another action. And that's what starts the process of change. You get to stand up and talk about peace once you're living it.
Right. Now, you talk about reprogramming your genes. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are on that.
Well, there's a new science in the last 25 years called epigenetics, which I've studied extensively. It says really that, you know, that less than 5% of the people on the planet are born with genetic conditions. The other 95% of our conditions in our life are created by lifestyle and by choices and behaviors. And that a gene can be signaled from the external environment. In other words, your attitude literally signals your gene. So if you're thinking the same way, acting the same way, and feeling the same way every single day, then there's no new information coming from the environment, and now you're headed for your genetic destiny. Well, epigenetics says that once you signal a gene, that in one gene there could be 35,000 variations on that same gene. So now, people can't say, well, I have this condition, it's genetic, I have this. Really, it empowers us to see that we can change who we are. And
That's really interesting, because if you have, say a mother or a father that has, maybe done drugs all their life, and then they have a baby and the baby ends up being, very together, how does that change? They have done the ability to really go inside and switch that gene thought. And that's kind of what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, because it's never the end. You always have an opportunity to make a choice. And if you're not making any new choices, and this happens to us in our life, that we become very comfortable with our familiar state of being. And once we no longer feel the same way, you're in the midst of change, most people rush back to the same choices that create the same feelings, and now they're not really growing in any way. So, any person who has had difficult conditions in their past, those conditions may have branded them emotionally, but that's not the end all, because when you can really change that emotional state, you're no longer signaling the same gene in the same way, and that gives the body a chance to no longer live in the past. It now has a chance to start living in a new future.
That saying, "This too shall make me stronger," I don't know about that, but it's really about how you make yourself stronger, correct?
Well, we're defined by our adversity. That's what I know from my own experience in life, and most people, they have experiences, and those experiences have a high emotional quotient. And what they don't know is that every time they review that past experience, they produce the same chemistry in their brain and body as if the event was happening. And in time, you condition the body to emotionally, literally live in the past. And if those emotions are driving the same thoughts, your body, as the unconscious mind, is literally believing it's in the same environmental condition 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So saying that, Joe, if you have a trauma in your life, it's best to really kind of close your eyes and go on, correct?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying close your eyes and go on. Saying that your job is to shorten your emotional reaction to those conditions in your life, because a memory without the emotional charge is called wisdom, and that's the name of the game here.
I like it. And, I love what we're talking about. I do want to promote Sunday, May 19th at Westlake Village Spiritual Living Center, 880 Hampshire Road. And you're going to be speaking there. Tickets are $35 each. And we do have two tickets that we're going to give away. So what I'm going to do is open up the lines and give it away at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And I'd love, if you are looking to make a change in your life and make it stick, you're going to go and want to hear Dr. Joe Dispenza talk. And I'm going to be there. I want to hear this. I love where you're going with this. Where do we find your book?
Books on Amazon, You can get it on my website, drjoedispenza.com. It's at Barnes & Noble, pretty much everywhere these days.
Okay, perfect. And you're going to be giving us more tips, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You won't leave there the same person.
Okay, I love it. Again, Sunday, May 19th at 2 o'clock, Westlake Village Spiritual Living. Dr. Joe Dispenza, I would love to have you back.
Oh, wonderful. I go wherever I'm invited.
There you go. I love it. All right, you have a really great day. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us because we're going to talk to Sue Hines, and she is a professional astrologer, and she's going to be working with a one-of-a-kind spirit in everyone, and she'll bring that out in all of us. So stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Your personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower stand-up tanning bed or the Sunboard UVA bronzing bed, or get the best of both in the Jet Power combo unit. You will also love the VersaSpa automated airbrush tanning system that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping, also custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment. 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano's show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for all your phone calls, and we will let you know who won. Again, I do want to talk about the California Strawberry Festival, which is May 18th and May 19th, Saturday and Sunday. You are going to want to listen in and get your tickets for that, because we're always giving away good stuff there. So we got lots of stuff coming up that we're going to give away. So I want to remind you of my show every Saturday from 6 to 7, and if you miss any part of my shows, you can always listen on the KimPaganoShow.com, my website. They're all downloaded there, also on iTunes. And Facebook us. Become one of our friends. That's I love all the new people that have been connecting with us there. So thank you again for that. And share us. Share us with everybody out there that that wants to, hear some positive talk. And that's what it's all about. My next guest is Sue Hines. And she is a professional astrologer. And she helps people find their own particular form of vibrant. And, you know, it's interesting. She actually read mine. I'm still a little foreign to this, but I love it because I'm going to learn a little bit more today. And so tell us a little bit about you actually go out and help people find their brand and who they are. Once you know who you are, I mean, you need their birthday, right? Their date and their year. And then actually when they are born, that moment of when they came into this universe. And that's how you kind of do your thing, right?
Exactly. Place, date, time of birth.
Yeah.
And for most people, the time of birth is on the birth certificate.
Right. I had to unbury mine. So there you go. So tell us, what is it that you actually can help people do?
You know, it ties in so much with what Dr. Joe was saying. The unexamined life is not worth living. That's what Hippocrates said. And when I looked at that, I thought, what on earth is he saying? And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that it's about finding meaning and purpose. And if you're just going through the motions and you're just getting up every day and doing what life is throwing at you and kind of more or less driving it in some direction, you are definitely not fulfilling your potential. Your astrological chart shows your potential. Every time you sit on the couch thinking about the garage that needs tidying or that closet that needs to get done, you are sinning against yourself. You are not living up to your potential.
So, Tom, that means we can't think about those kind of things anymore, right?
Not allowed to.
No.
None.
Never again.
Keep
so,
them out.
So what do you, how, which, tell us the right way.
So there are many, many, many right ways. The most important thing is to go back inside, deep down, and see what matters to you and why it matters to you. So we all, as Dr. Joe said, take a beating in life in different ways, and that can really knock us off track. Sometimes there's circumstances, family surroundings, work obligations, things that drive us down a path that we can function at, but we're not doing what really matters to us. And an astrological reading helps you because it defines your nature and it shows you how you were built and made and what you do to adapt. And once you can separate the two, you can use them consciously. You can make a choice.
So you read my chart. Now, Tom, when's your birthday again?
I'm July 16th.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And so, but I always thought I was a Capricorn. And then you actually, by the where I was born, the timing, said I'm actually, I have the Sagittarius, right?
Rising.
Rising.
Yes.
So explain to my listeners, what does the, how does that change? Because I was always thinking Capricorn, goal setting, goal getting, but Sagittarius actually puts a little spin on it.
Yeah. So to be clear, your birthday means the sun was in the sign of Capricorn when you were born. So you do have a Capricorn sun. But your rising sign, the sign that was on the horizon at the moment you were born, was Sagittarius. And the moon was right on the horizon at the time that you were born as well. So you have, you hear people say, I'm a double Sagittarius. Well, you may be a Capricorn sun, but you're a double Sagittarius. So whenever you read your horoscopes, I'd read both. Because the sun is your will. It represents what your intentions are and the manner in which you apply yourself.
So here's a question. Tom, do you ever read those horoscopes?
Sure.
Okay.
The one-offs in the newspaper or wherever.
Yeah. So how true are those? I mean, are those people just like I could say, you know, here's my thought for you, right? How true are those?
They are stereotypes. They're generalized. So they may be off for you for a particular week or month or day when you read it. But over time, the pattern will emerge that says, oh, yeah, they're talking about characteristics that are part of who I am. So in the same way you think about the French are great lovers and the British, not so much, those stereotypes are very similar to what you'll experience with your horoscopes.
All right. So and I just want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Tom Spence and I are here. We've got Sue Hines in our studio with us, and she is a professional astrologer. And so who are the type of clients that you would work with?
Well, I have a background in branding. I have been doing brand research and brand equity and looking at how a brand provides meaning to people for over 30 years. So my clients as an astrologer tend to be business people, business owners in particular. And very often they are people who have been in business for some time, and business is fairly good, it's trundling along, but it's not excellent. It's not achieving its potential. And 9 times out of 10, that's because it's a business and not a brand. And the difference between any product or service, if you've got 2 opportunities or 2 different things that you could choose from, most times, as much as 97% of the time, brand is what sways the choice. In fact, 57% of all buying behavior is brand first.
Does that mean it's emotional?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's an emotional buy. It's an emotional, when you're trying to figure out kind of what you want in your life, the emotions take over instead of the logical, correct?
It's not really instead of, it's the emotions influence the logical. And the emotion can be a totally logical reason for buying something. I mean, especially when you think about a house, this one feels better than that one. Well, that's logical then, buy the one that feels better. So it's not that one is trumping the other, it's that they're working synergistically. And if you as a brand owner, a business owner, are in touch with who you are and what you want other people to know and feel and think about you and your brand, you're much more likely to be putting out the right
message,
atmosphere, message, tonality, personality, to draw the people that respond to that, that you like and that like you.
All right. Well, you know what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, if you can give us some tips and what to look for. And we're going to talk a little bit about free will. Really, what is free will?
Absolutely.
So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking with Sue Hines right now. We're talking astrology. So definitely, you know, get your pens and paper ready. We'll be right back.
Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom Spence, and we've got Sue Hines in our studio here, and we're finding out a little bit about astrology and how it can really translate into uniqueness and be powerful in our businesses, and that's something I'm learning. You know, I thought it was really interesting to have my astrology read, and like I said, I've always been a Capricorn, and I don't know about you out there. In fact, let's, you know, if anybody wants to have theirs done, where do they find you?
My website is aspectsgalore.com. And right on my homepage, there is a sign up where you're welcome to have a free 30-minute discovery session where we can see what it is that you're trying to do and whether what I have to offer will be right for you.
There you go. And all you need to do is put Kim, K-I-M, in there so that you she knows where you came from. And what will they find out?
Oh, it's wonderful.
She gets so excited about this. I love it.
Yeah. So I was talking this morning about a term, Johari window. And I don't know if you're familiar with
Not,
what that is, Kim.
No.
So a Johari window is an opportunity to identify and recognize something about yourself that you had perhaps not known.
Okay, that was like my Sagittarius. That was something right. that I did not know.
Right, and the difference for you as a Capricorn with a huge Sagittarian influence is that rather than control and structure, which would be the dominant force of a Capricorn, Sagittarian is more about strategy and direction. And it is less about getting the thing done as it is about preparing for things to be done.
This is so true.
Right.
Right.
And so that kind of recognition opens up a Johari window and you see something about yourself that really changes your whole perspective. Then it makes it really easy to follow Dr. Joe's suggestions on making the change because you really understand that that change is part of you and it comes from deep inside you. And it's so easy then to step into that change.
You know, I think this is so interesting because of two things. You know, we've had a lot of numerologists on, and just like our birthday, and which that's what they go off of, is you can't, nobody else can have that. It's you. You are your own individual. And that's really like life, is we are ourselves. And why are we not living as ourselves? So many of us are followers. We want to take other people's thoughts and go, oh, that's a great idea, right? Why not really develop who we are? And that's something that I think that you would be able to help people with, correct?
Absolutely.
So if somebody was maybe having struggling in like their business or their personal life, how would you be able to help them by them finding out, you know, their reading?
So broad question, broad answer.
Okay.
A problem is a symptom.
Oh, that's interesting.
So the moment that you recognize some kind of problem in a relationship, a lack of clients or slow business, you may be finding that you're unmotivated, you kind of think you should be doing something, but you're not doing it. All of those are symptoms. They're symptoms usually of you're not accessing your true self. And it's very easy to suppress that and to suppress it for a long enough time period that you actually start to rationalize it. And so it's very much like buying a car. You go out there and you look at all the different cars and you finally pick one and you choose one and you go off and you drive it. And there are features and benefits in the cars you didn't choose that kind of nag at you, and you push them away because you got a whole lot for what you paid. And the same thing happens in your life. Opportunities come your way, and you pick and choose, and you kind of get settled into. But if you allow little pieces of what you did not select to nag at you, you start to get problems. They're symptoms of things that you haven't let go of, things you haven't recognized, and a reading and a consultation that goes deep into your motivation allows you to get back to your raw potential and just go after it
right.
with gusto.
There you go. Now, you talk about free will. What is free will?
I am not a fatalist at all. I believe you are born with potential. like your genes. Your genes may dictate that you're going to be about 5'4 or 5'6. For such a person to be 6'3, they would have to go to extremes. But it's not impossible. The same way your astrology dictates who you're going to be, if you do all the right things, it allows you to choose which parts of yourself you're going to develop to the maximum. You can't possibly develop every single aspect of yourself. You always have free will to choose what your attitude is going to be to any aspect of yourself. And when you have a positive attitude towards an aspect of yourself, it becomes an asset.
Right. So it's really, it is in line with what Dr. Joe Dispenza was talking about, is, you know, and his is breaking the habit of being yourself, something that maybe you didn't really know who you really were. But after you find out and you kind of really figure that out, you can kind of open up these new doors.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I think that so often who we are in the world is a habit.
Really?
So if you're able to recognize the habit that you've been putting forward and what that means, how other people are seeing and interpreting you and what it is netting you in life, what you're gaining out of it and what you're missing, all of a sudden you can choose to tweak that and put forward a different part of yourself that brings a different reaction from other people in life.
What is, in your career and doing this, what is the biggest change that you've seen somebody go through?
There was a woman who arrived in my office for a reading. And she arrived, big hair, big jewelry, and she sat down and I looked at her chart and I knew that she was a Cancer. Cancer is soft and gentle, nurturing. And I said to her, when you read your horoscopes, they don't make sense, do you? And her eyes glazed over and she rolled her eyeballs back in her head and she said, absolutely not. She had so much fire in her chart that I knew that it was suppressing the water and that really she was a go-getter and a person that would attack everything in life with gusto. And when I discussed that with her, she burst into tears. She said, I have been to 3 doctors trying to get myself diagnosed as ADD.
Isn't that interesting? Wow.
So she's allowed to change her mind. That's who she is. She's allowed to go full force into something and let it go and move on to the next thing. And all of a sudden, her whole life changed.
Interesting. Wow. And, you know, I think so many times, I mean, we are what we were taught by our families, by our parents. You know, it was interesting a long time ago when I remember when I started wearing makeup. My mom and my sister like to wear a lot. I'm a little more natural. But so they didn't agree with that. They're like, why aren't you wearing a lot? It didn't feel good to me. And so it's interesting how your family traits. And then I felt like maybe I wasn't doing a good job. Now I'm a hair therapist and that doesn't work for my looks, and I know what I like. So it's interesting. You really need to delve into who you are and really find out, you know, who are you inside and out. So I love what you're talking about. Where do we find you?
My website is aspectsgalore.com, and it's a blog site, so there's all sorts of stuff where you can read about it and find out more about who I am and whether we would be good to work together. But I can promise you, it is a life-changing experience.
There you go. I love it. You know, definitely mention Kim Pagano's show so you know where
Absolutely.
We came from. And I would love you to work with Sue Hines. Again, we're talking about astrology. Tom, what else is going on?
Well, we have not only astrology, but what's in the stars is the Strawberry Festival coming up, which is really good, and we're going to have that on the way. Can't wait for the Strawberry Festival.
Should we give out a pair of tickets right now?
That'd be good. Okay. What number do they dial?
How about 805-419-0008? That's 805-419-0008, and I will take caller number 5.
And your time is on your birth certificate when you were born? I just
yes,
never
I
noticed
had to,
that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Most days. There are a few that it isn't, but most of them there are.
Yeah, Callie from the old days. So I'm going to have to see. I don't know. I think I was a late afternoon baby.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Well, I had to look it up, and I thought I was born Dawn is because it's my middle name, but it was a little different than what my mom said. So it was 4:43.
So it was pre-dawn.
Pre-dawn. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Well, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. And Tom, thank you always. And of course, Dr. Joe Dispenza, he will be over at the Center for Spiritual Living. And definitely you want to get tickets to go see that. There's so many things going on. And of course, I end all of my shows with a thought for the day, and that is the person who says it can't be done should not interrupt the person doing it. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Go on my Facebook, like us, and share us with everyone. Until then, I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6 o'clock. Be up and be early.